Thought for the day for March the 29th. Foreboding of what is coming on the world. Our readings today are Numbers 11, Proverbs 7, Luke 21. Foreboding is not a word we use much these days. The dictionary says it means have a premonition of something evil or harmful. Jesus used it, as translated by the ESV in our reading today, Luke 21 verse 26. He forecast that just before he returns to earth there will be distress of nations in perplexity, people fainting with fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world. Years ago there was optimism that even better times were coming because of the new inventions in many areas. This was not just in the things we buy for our homes, but the better fertilizers and increasing productivity. Clever scientists and inventors were making life better and better, and when communism collapsed as the Berlin Wall came down in 1989, it seemed the world was entering a new golden era of peace and prosperity. How dramatically the scene has changed since then. Still greater changes are threatening now. As we read Numbers chapter 11 today, we saw some comparisons. The Israelites had had a wonderful and miraculous deliverance from captivity in Egypt. There was a honeymoon period at Mount Sinai, and a special tabernacle was built using the gold that they had taken from the Egyptians. Then manna, the bread from heaven, was provided as their staple food. But today's chapter starts, and the people complained about their misfortunes. Oh, that we had meat to eat! We remember the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions. Verses 1, 4 and 5. Today's world has so many who are ready to complain about anything that is not just as they want it. 200 years ago, nearly everyone believed in a creator as the source of all things. 100 years ago, the majority of people still believe this, but today a large majority have turned their backs on the God of the Bible. Man is now his own God. What happened to the self-centered Israelites in the wilderness will have its parallel in the 21st century as people faint with fear and foreboding and distress and perplexity become overwhelming. Our Proverbs chapter again has valuable advice. Keep my commandments and live. Call insight your intimate friend. Verses 1 and 4. Insight, inward vision in your heart of the real meaning of life, is the antidote to being full of foreboding about what is coming on the world. Only God's word provides the right food for seeking hearts. We hope you found this message from the Bible helpful and thought-provoking. We believe the Bible is God's word, and as it says, a lamp to our path and a light to our feet. Join us again tomorrow when we open its pages for another Thought for the Day.